Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
On a truly historic day, the largest prisoner swap since the end of the Cold War took place between seven countries, notably between the United States and Russia. This happened through incredible effort by the U.S. Diplomatic Corps and many others. American citizens held in Russia have been released, including Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, who have been the most notable of the American prisoners being held there, and they are on their way back to their families. Those are the headlines of the day today. We want to get underneath what happened, as this took place in an interesting place. Ankara, Turkey, was the location for over two dozen prisoners to be swapped and traded today. And someone who was in the room where it happened, Ambassador from the United States to Turkey, Jeff Flake, will give us the inside scoop on Inside Sources. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, just moments ago, I spoke with a good friend of the show here on Inside Sources, the United States Ambassador to Turkey, Jeff Flake. He was instrumental during these negotiations. There were a lot of things happening behind the scenes, and he was witness to history happening, as I mentioned. Seven countries, the largest prisoner exchange since the end of the Cold War. And I spoke with him by phone. He was in Ankara, Turkey, and again, witness to these extraordinary events as they took place. I asked the ambassador what he saw leading up to it and what happened in the room. Take a listen.
Well, let's just say this was an extremely complicated process with so many people involved and so many countries, a million moving parts. And trying to keep it completely quiet to the end. I tell you, that's a tough thing, and my hat's off to everyone who worked on it. It was just really a Herculean effort.
Yeah, you talked about the number of countries, seven different countries involved in this whole process, and I think you hit two really important things. One, keeping all those moving parts moving, any one of which could topple the whole thing, and then keeping it quiet to the end. That has to be part of what makes this so extraordinary.
Yeah, and as far as that secrecy part, I can tell you it was extremely closely held, and just very few people at each post, knew what was going on. That's the way it has to be. But let me tell you, the White House worked this, and our intelligence community obviously worked this hard. And when with all going on domestically at home, with all the politics, just for example, one thing, when President Biden that afternoon on a Sunday, what was about 10 days ago, on the 21st, I think, when he announced that he wasn't going to run again, that same afternoon, he was having to be on the phone quite a bit, specifically on this issue. So there's been a lot going on a lot of fronts, and just so glad to have it happen. And just about 30 minutes ago, wheels up finally from Ankara.
Yeah.
So the plane's now in the air and we feel good.
Yeah, that is great. And describe for us what you can about that part of it, and give us a little sense, too. I don't think many people realize how involved Turkey is in so many different things. Internationally, and of course you've been there at that post as ambassador, wrapping up here in the next month or so, but give us a sense of how that played out. Obviously Evan Gershkovich, the journalist, and Paul Whelan, a Marine, really kind of the key figures in a lot of this from the U.S. side amongst others, but kind of give us a sense of how that played out and what you saw play out today.
Well, from the Turkey angle, this country is a NATO ally. They side with the West. They've been very helpful with regard to Ukraine and supplying the drones and invoking the Montreux Convention to keep Russian warships out of the Black Sea. Mm. They've been helpful there, but they also have a relationship with Russia. Sometimes that frustrates us, but sometimes it's useful as well because they're a channel that we can use when we need to. As you know, they were involved in negotiating the grain deal that allowed, in the early days of the war, Ukraine to move its grain through the Black Sea and out through the Bosphorus Strait. Later, they negotiated prisoner releases between Ukraine and Russia. But then also when Brittany Griner, when we were able to secure her release, she came through Turkey, as this group did as well.
Wow. And so as you saw that play out today, that moment of wheels up had to be something pretty extraordinary there. But give us a sense of what you saw.
Well, it's for me, this is kind of round two of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
In 2014, I was able to fly down to Cuba to secure the release of Alan Gross, a USAID contractor who had been held by the Cubans for 5 years. And he was there was a trade, a prisoner swap, with three Cubans held in our jails. And then another Cuban national who had been a spy for us was released at the same time. And so it was three planes flying to Miami, or I'm sorry, to Havana, and landing all at the same time and then taking off at the same time. And I know what goes into just a more simple prisoner release. This was the most complicated and complex that we've seen. As we know now, it's the largest since the end of the Cold War. So, you know, making sure that all the planes get to Ankara on time and that the exchanges happen. And then you never breathe well until it's wheels up for the final plane. And that happened just moments ago.
Yeah. Wow. An extraordinary day, an extraordinary moment. Give us just one last takeaway as you kind of tuck this into many of the extraordinary experiences that you've been a part of as a United States senator, as an ambassador to Turkey. Where does this stack up in all of that? And just give us a final thought.
Well, it's a big one. For an ambassador, there's no job bigger than protecting American citizens abroad. Mm. Although these weren't held here in Turkey, Turkey was involved. And so it's up there. It really is. And one thing I'd like to point out, the president mentioned it in the White House when he was with the families, is that relationships matter and allies matter. And this would not have gone off had we not had good relationships with our allies abroad, like the seven countries involved and like with Turkey.
I think that's so important. I'm so glad you raised that, Ambassador, because I do think that personal relationship, those personal connections are what facilitate and foster the real kinds of conversations that lead to these kinds of results. And I know that's been a big part of your work there in Turkey as the United States ambassador. And I know it's a big part of your legacy that you'll leave behind. We look forward to having you back here on U.S. ground in about another month or so. And we'll get a full debrief from you once you're back here, and hopefully some good time in the Beehive State.
Looking forward to it.
All right, that's my conversation with United States Ambassador to Turkey, Jeff Flake, who was in the room where it happened today as that extraordinary, historic prisoner swap took place. Again, it took place in Turkey, so all of these seven countries flying planes in to Ankara, and then that exchange begins to take place, and then everyone gets onto the plane that's going to take them where they want to go, home. And that moment, as Ambassador Flake described it, when wheels up, that is the biggest of exhale moments. I thought there were a couple of other things that were really important that Ambassador Flake pointed out that I don't want to go just leaving on the table because I think they're so important. One, the fact that he mentioned President Biden's role in this, even on a day when he was telling the country that he was not going to seek re-election, that it was on that same day, on that Sunday, that he was on the phone, working the phones, working those relationships and those contacts to get this deal done and to get those U.S. citizens home. That's an important thing. We get so caught in the politics of so many things. And this was one of those moments where you put all of that aside and you get the things done. And also the fact that the ambassador pointed to the role of relationships with our allies around the world, that's what helps navigate these kind of choppy waters. And then you have all the behind-the-scenes people. You have the intelligence community. You have the United States Diplomatic Corps and so many others. I always say the day the journey begins is not the day the journey begins. And so for those U.S. citizens that were held hostage and prisoner, their journey home did not begin today. It's been going on for a long time behind the scenes, that delicate diplomatic dance. And now they are on their way home. And again, a big thanks to United States Ambassador to Turkey, Jeff Flake, for joining us on the line. He's got to be exhausted from the past 24 hours. As he mentioned, all the moving pieces, all the moving parts, all the moving egos, and all of the intricacies that take place, any one of which could have unraveled the entire exchange. But it all came together. Citizens are coming back to the United States. They are in the air, coming this way. It's a historic day that gives you a little behind-the-scenes view in terms of how that went down in an interesting place, Ankara, Turkey. They've been the center of a lot of important things over the last several years, including this historic prisoner exchange today. Lots to think about, a lot underneath the headlines. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.